Ghosts, cryptids, murder, conspiracies, beer, what, the ale.
Hello, friends.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to What the Ale. I'm Alana Ray.
And I'm Mama J.
And before we get into our topic this week, Mama, what are you drinking? And do you have any What the Ale moments?
I am drinking a beer from Epic Brewing, and it's from Salt Lake. So it's a beer I've never had before. And It's called Big Bad Baptist Chocolate Caramel Sea Salt. And then I want to show you the picture because it kind of looks, I know it's supposed to be like, you know, a religious figure. Yeah, but it looks like Grandpa.
Yeah, it does look like Grandpa. That's hilarious.
Bit like Grandpa and a little bit like Jerry Garcia, but
Grandpa kind of looks like Jerry Garcia. So,
but it's a cool label. So anyways, it's delicious. It's got a lot going on. So I definitely couldn't drink this if I had food or something because I'd be so full, but it's very delicious.
Nice. Any What the Ale moments?
Let's see. You know what my What the Ale is that there's a local ice cream shop that we've been going to forever and ever, and it's up for sale now. And I'm a little sad that it's going to get turned into a Starbucks or something. I hope somebody buys it and keeps it an ice cream shop because it's been in the neighborhood forever. And I really wish I could buy it because if I could buy it, I would. But
I feel the same way. I mean, I am so very sad. Because, like, I mean, you know, like ever since I was like 3 years old, we've been going to this place. So it's just.
Yeah. And we go every first day of school, every last day of the school. We go after like celebrations for various things. Like we go, like, it's like a tradition. So I'm so afraid that it's going to sell to somebody who's going to change it. And that would just be so sad.
Well, and I think some
of the best ice cream in the world.
Yeah. I was going to say, and I mean, I think some of the charm of it too, is like, it was like a 1940s ice cream parlor and they like really kept that like charm. They didn't change it. Like, so it's really sad. I do hope someone's able to buy it. I feel like it'd be cool if like, cause some of the staff there, I mean, I've been there forever. So like, you know, it would be so sad.
Well, I have a friend who's a doctor and she doesn't want to be a doctor anymore. And she's talking about wanting to open a business of some sort. She wants to go into business with me. And the kids are like, you should text her and see if she wants to buy it. I'm like, well, I don't think, you know, she doesn't live in town and I don't think she's ready to make that move yet. But I thought that was cute. The kids were like, Mom, you and your friend should buy it.
That would be. So, I mean, hey, I'm into a woman run version of it, you know, but yeah. In a similar vein, I don't know if you knew this, but Black Sheep in Ashland is closing. They just announced it
last week.
Yeah. And I felt the same way. It was just like, how could they you know, just so many memories there from college.
Yeah, because almost every time I would come up to visit you, we'd go there and we saw a drag show there once. And
like, I spent my 21st birthday there. Like, I just did such a place of memories that I was a little like, my heart.
Such a bummer. I love that place. They had a shepherd's pie. We played darts there. Like, that was like a fun spot.
It was such a fun spot. But if anyone who is affiliated with Black Sheep is listening, if you can get me the telephone booth, that'd be great. I don't know what I would do with it, but I want it.
You want the telephone booth? That's funny.
It's so cool.
Yeah. That is a bummer. I didn't hear about that yet.
Yeah, one of my friends posted it on Facebook because she still lives in Ashland. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, are you drinking anything special?
I am, actually. I got a Castle Island Brewing Co.'s Hazy, which is called the Fiver. I don't know, like a high five or what, but Castle Island's in Norwood, Mass. But it's a nice little beach area, so I figured I'd try something new.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this one's new to me too, but it's pretty good. It's got a lot of different flavors though.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a little stronger than I guess I expected it to be. So I might be a little silly during this story, but that's okay. Oh, and I guess my What the Ale moment is that I just spent the weekend on the Cape, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I went to a drag show in Provincetown, where the queen basically performed The Wizard of Oz in 9 minutes, and I was quite impressed.
Really? That's super fun.
She did. She told me. So what happened was I ran into her on the street, and she handed me this thing. I was like, "I'm doing a drag show in an hour. You should come." And then floated into the distance. And I was like, "This sounds great." And I got there, and she's like, "I do 17 different costume changes, and I do this, and I do that." And she literally did. Like, she just had
So it
like
was a one queen show.
a one queen show, and
Oh
she
my
just
gosh.
songs from like pretty much like iconic songs from all the movies of all the world. Like, she sang like, I don't know, stuff from Cabaret or La Cage aux Folles, or I don't know, just like it was so fun. Like, and she just like on stage would like just reveal, reveal, reveal. But she did The Wizard of Oz in 9 minutes and changed into pretty much every character, and I was
Oh my
very
gosh.
impressed
That's so much fun. I wish I could have been there. That sounds great.
Yeah, well, she's in P Town another month, so if you if
Oh, okay.
you make your
Is
way
it a
out.
queen that I would know, or is somebody new?
I had never seen her. Her name was Misconception, but she was a lot
Oh,
of fun.
yeah. I don't think I've seen her before. That's very cool. And you
Yeah.
got to see some friends and like family friends.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was good quality time, and I got to swim like 3 times a day and got
That's
really
amazing. Oh
tan.
my gosh, that sounds like heaven.
Yeah, well, the house was like a, it was like literally basically across the street from the beach. So it was just nice because you could wake up and be like, I'm gonna swim before breakfast. And then you'd like finish lunch and be like, I might dip in. And then like after dinner, you might be like, I might dip in again.
Yeah.
So, lots of swimming, but it was really fun.
Very cool. I'm glad you got the invitation to go with the family and see everybody.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But anyway, are you ready to get into our topic this week?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited. What you got?
Well, I've been wanting to do this topic for a while, and I was originally going to try to do it for St. Patty's Day and then forgot about it. And I was like, you know what? I actually do want to do this, and like, I don't want to have to wait till St. Patty's Day next year.
Okay.
So I decided to cover a man who has been dubbed Ireland's Rasputin. He is a man that would not die. Do you know who I'm talking about?
A man that would not die in Ireland's Rasputin? I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you the story of Michael Molloy.
Michael Malloy. Why do I know that name?
He's been covered on quite a few podcasts. He's a very
Okay.
case. So this is a murder, but what I want to preface this by is it's kind of a murder that you're like almost like it's not funny, but it's like insane how long it took for this man to die. So
Okay.
we are going to start with a little bit about him. So he was born in Donegal, Ireland in 1873. And then he emigrated to New York City and was living in Hell's Kitchen, which was an Irish neighborhood for a long time.
Okay.
And in January 1933, he was having a really hard time. He was homeless and he was struggling with alcoholism and he was struggling with a lot of hard times. But he was a former firefighter for the New York Fire Department. So that's very impressive and cool. But at he always frequented this bar and you know, they kind of found him a nuisance because he never paid his tab and he was just kind of, you know, annoying. He was a drunkard and all the things. And so five men who knew him, and their names are Tony Marino, Joseph Red Murphy, Francis Pasqua, Hershey Green, and Daniel Kreisberg. And they were later called the Murder Trust by the media, but they plotted to take out three life insurance policies on Malloy. And their plan was to get him to drink himself to death so that they could just like take all the money.
Okay.
And you know, people say he seemed like a really easy mark. You know, he was just like one of those guys that like, you know, was always drunk, like never really sort of like aware or paying attention to what was happening and didn't really notice what was going on. And so it was actually Pasqua's idea. And he talked to Marino and said, you know, if you take out the insurance policy, I'll take care of the rest.
Oh, wow.
And
So you'll do
apparently,
the dirty work.
yeah, which is like, why are you volunteering to murder?
Yeah, I
That's
would not. I can't imagine. I mean, you know, to me, one of these days, I'm like, you'd be crazy to murder somebody because with forensic evidence, you're gonna get caught. Like, you know, even if you think you're not caught now, you're gonna get caught 5 years from now when technology advances. So, you know, I always think it's crazy that anybody wants to be involved in anything like this, but to volunteer to be the one to do the dirty work, even if you wanted to be a part of a plot, like that's not a smart thing.
Right. And so, and apparently Pasqua approached Marino because the year prior, he befriended a homeless woman named Maybelle Carson and convinced her to take out a 2000 life insurance policy, naming him as the beneficiary. And then on a cold night, he force-fed her alcohol, stripped off her clothing, doused the sheets and mattresses she was laying on with ice water, and pushed the bed beneath an open window. And she did die, and the medical examiner listed the cause of death as bronchial pneumonia. So he was able to collect the insurance money without incident. So he was like, "You've done this before. Like it'll be easy and fine."
Wow. Okay.
Again, I think we know this now. I think it wasn't known that he had done this before until after.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
But again, so messed up. And you know, Marino kind of figured that Malloy was older, and he was in bad shape and he wasn't going to make it much longer. So they were like, it's probably going to be quick anyway. Like, you know, we're just speeding along his death. That is inevitable. And so they agreed to go ahead with the plot. And they began by back slapping Malloy and being like, "Hey, you know, you're our friend, Michael. Why don't you just drink on the house? You'll drink for free." And he was actually really accustomed to this because, like I said, he had a lack of funds, so he was really excited. And he actually ended up signing a petition to help elect Marino for local office, which is wild. He was like, "You're such a
Okay.
wonderful guy. I'm gonna like help you." And they're planning to kill him. What he
Wow.
actually signed was an insurance policy from Metropolitan Life and two from Prudential.
Okay.
The two even provided him with a crash pad in the back of the bar to sleep off his hangovers. But seriously, this group had no idea how tough this guy was. So a lot of people joke that, like I said, he's the Rasputin of Ireland because, you know, for those of you who don't know, Rasputin needed many, many attempts before they were able to kill him. So the first plot was pretty successful, right? They were able to get, you know, the insurance policy signed, and they were going to gain over $3,500 at the time, which in 2019 would have been $67,000 if he died an accidental death. So
Okay.
a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah.
And since Marino owned a speakeasy and gave him the unlimited credit, they thought he would just drink himself to death, but it did not kill him. So to remedy that, they substituted antifreeze with liquor. And he would drink until he passed out, wake up, and want more. Like, an antifreeze is
Oh
so
my gosh.
weird.
So he would drink, but he wasn't like totally sober. So then he would like want more and he didn't realize it was antifreeze.
Yeah, he had
Oh
no idea.
gosh.
It sounds like what they would do is they would like give him like two shots of like Irish whiskey, and then they would like change it to antifreeze once he like didn't notice.
He just wouldn't even notice because he was just shooting. Oh my gosh. You would think you would notice, but I mean, after a few, you're not going to notice. So, wow, that's crazy.
So after antifreeze failed, they substituted it with turpentine, which after that failed, it was substituted with horse liniment. And finally, they
First, what?
horse liniment.
What
I
is
think
that?
it's a type of poison. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But then they finally mixed in rat poison, and this man still continued to live.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Would not die. So they've tried four different types of poisons. They tried having him drink himself to death. This isn't working. And again, you have to remember, like, this man is probably costing them more money than they're going to make because they keep having to give him these things and buy these things.
Yeah.
So anyway, when this all failed, they decided to try raw oysters soaked in wood alcohol. Because I guess wood alcohol could be poisonous in higher levels, and Pasqua had seen a man die after eating oysters with Wiki. Not Wiki, whiskey. Oh my goodness. Then they tried to do worse. So they would make him a sandwich of spoiled sardines mixed with rat poison and carpet tacks. And this is on top of the poison alcohol. So you have to think, he is like ingesting so much poison and then carpet tacks on top of that. How is his stomach not ripped open?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. But when that failed, they decided that he probably wouldn't die from anything he ingested. They're like, we're losing too much money. We've been trying this for like a month. So they decided to try to freeze him to death. So on a night that was four or negative 14 degrees Fahrenheit, i.e., negative 26 Celsius, Malloy drank till he passed out, and they carried him to a park, dumped him in the snow, and gave and poured 5 gallons of water on his bare chest. But Malloy showed up at the bar the following day, ready for a drink.
Okay. He's just not going down.
He's like, I
Oh my
refuse.
gosh.
So then they were like, okay, well, if that's not going to happen, let's try to hit him with a car. So they
Gosh.
bribed a taxi driver named Harry Green with $150 to hit him.
Oh my gosh. And the guy agreed. That
I
doesn't, well,
guess.
I mean, I guess it's a different time, but that doesn't seem like that much money.
No, I.
And to hit him hard enough to kill him, I mean, that's, you're doing something there. You would think you would lose your job over that, which would cost you more than $150.
Oh, yeah. So the murder syndicate got him drunk, and then they propped him up as Green revved the taxi. And then the plan was at the last second, they were gonna jump to the side, and
Yeah.
then the taxi would hit
Leave him
him.
in the street. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And somehow Malloy avoided the first two attempts to run him down.
They tried multiple times. Oh my gosh, he's just like the first two attempts they tried multiple times,
Then on
but like
the
he didn't, he wasn't aware that like there was a plot going on. He was just like, oh, I almost got hit. Oh wait, I almost got hit again.
he, I think, was so out of it. He just had no idea what was happening.
My gosh, that's crazy.
So, I told you this story is nuts, man. Anyway.
That's insane.
So, the third attempt, Green raced towards Malloy at 50 miles an hour. And they were able to hit him, and he hit the hood, fell on the ground, and for good measure, Green backed over him, and they were so.
Explain that to your insurance company? You're gonna be like, I hit him, and then those tire marks across the chest, that was from when I reversed him.
Right.
Oh
And
my gosh.
they were so confident he was dead, but there was a passing car on the scene. So they were like, okay, well, we got to get out of here.
Oh my
And
gosh.
so they jumped in the car and drove away. And so, they tried to like, call hospitals and, maybe see if like any John Does had come in. But for 5 days, there was no report, no death notice, nothing. But then
That's
after 5
crazy.
days, a limping man came in, and it was a battered and bandaged Michael Malloy, who apparently had spent 5 days in hospital.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So they hit this man with a car and he was still okay.
Yeah, he's like total, I guess, some Energizer bunny vibes. Like he's just not going down.
I don't know what, maybe superheroes do exist, and this is just one that we didn't identify,
Yeah, but man, but he could hold his liquor too. He could drink all of that and not, yeah, that's crazy.
Right. So finally, a month into this, the gang was over it. So on February 22nd, after Malloy passed out, they took him into Murphy's room, put a hose in his mouth that was connected to a gas jet, and
Oh
turned
my
him
gosh.
on, which killed Malloy within an hour. So They did kill him.
Oh my gosh.
But something I do want to say is that people, like everyone knew that this had happened. So they pronounced him dead of lobar pneumonia by a bribed doctor. They quickly buried him. But because, like, everybody, including the police, were hearing rumors about Rasputin Mike and speakeasies around the town. They're like, there's this guy that just won't die. Like, everyone knew
So they're
of
like telling all these people, they get all these witnesses that can like say they heard this story or that story. That's really dumb.
Yeah, I mean it's beyond dumb, right? Like,
Like if you're trying to get away with it, like you don't tell people.
yeah, I mean it's insane. So upon learning that, Malloy had died, his body was thankfully exhumed and examined, and the five men were put on trial. Green got sentenced to life in prison. So the taxi driver got sentenced to life in prison. And then the rest of the members were executed in the electric chair at Sing Sing. But unlike Mike, none of them survived.
My gosh.
And so, like I said, like this case is just like bizarre. But it was featured in the Poisoner's Handbook as one of the first cases investigated by the New York Medical Examiner's Office under Charles Norris. They also featured it in a documentary called Name Your Poison on Irish's TV language t channel.
Huh.
And there's all sorts of documentation about this, like it clearly happened, but yeah, that is the story of Michael Malloy.
Oh, but they got caught, so they didn't end up getting any of the money or anything.
No, so they
Yeah.
got caught and sentenced to death, and thankfully that is what
Yeah.
happened, but
Well, and
yeah.
that's just sad too, because then he literally died for nothing. They didn't even get anything out of it. But what stupid criminals to go around telling people all the ways you're trying to kill a guy. I'm surprised he didn't hear about it. Like you would think somebody in the community would be like, hey, they're talking about they tried to poison you this way, that way, and the other. Like you need to watch what you're doing. You'd think somebody would warn him.
Like you would think, but then the weird thing too is like, it seems like he was so far gone because the fact that they hit him with a car and he came back in, like,
Oh my
how,
gosh. Well,
I
and
don't
addiction is so sad. Like I totally get that some people, are very in there or whatever, and then they
yeah.
don't, their awareness isn't there anymore. But that's really sad. I'm
Yeah.
glad, that they got caught though. I'm
Yeah, and you know
glad
what? The man's a
they benefit
legend,
from his death.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's totally a legend for sure. Oh my gosh.
So,
That's crazy.
yeah, but that's my story.
Okay, I liked that one, not because he died, that's sad, but I just think it's funny that they had to make so many attempts and that they were so stupid they were talking about those attempts in order to get themselves caught. I mean,
Right.
I'm glad that they were dumb enough to do that so that they would be caught.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I'm like, it's really sad this guy died, but I'm glad that like he went out with a bang and like they got caught.
You have to wonder though, like when these kinds of things happen, like when that person is in their afterlife and they're like reflecting on, like, oh, all of those things were happening, it's like you wonder how somebody reflects on that stuff if there is an afterlife, like going, oh my gosh, there were all these things that I should have noticed, but I was too drunk or whatever to even notice that. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, and even thinking about like not even how drunk he was, but I would just be like, how did I survive rat poison and antifreeze
Yeah, you'd be
and
like, damn, I've got a strong constitution. Like,
suicide? Yeah.
oh
Yeah.
my gosh.
So anyway.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm like, it's not a like it's just it's wild, right? Like you can't even
Yeah.
imagine. I mean, me
My
who
gosh.
has trouble if I eat too much cheese, right?
I mean, I have a strong stomach. I can like eat anything and like spicy food doesn't bother me and all the things, but yeah, I don't think I can handle all that.
No.
What if you gave me two shots of whiskey? I'd be asleep. So
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like how, because it seems like they were giving him a significant amount of alcohol too. Like it wasn't just a shot or two, like it was many.
yeah, I mean, but he seems like he had practice at handling that. So
Yeah,
oh
maybe
my
it's a
gosh, that's
thing.
crazy.
I don't know. I mean, no one does
Wow.
that at home, but obviously, yeah,
That's
just.
so funny. But yeah. Well, good thing they were caught. They were pretty dumb.
Yeah. I thought that'd be a fun one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like that story.
Yeah.
And I figured since we just got back from New York, might as well tell it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. 'Cause you said like Hell's Kitchen, right? We went and saw Hell's Kitchen, Alicia Keys. You're beautiful
Dude.
and fabulous and all the things.
Oh, yeah, she's so gorgeous.
I
That's
love all her
great.
music, so it was fun to see the musical with all her music.
Oh, yeah. Many tears were shed, and it was great.
Yes. Many tears were shed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, but yeah, we have a Jersey Boys coming around here next week, so we'll probably go see that while it's in California.
Nice. We have Les Mis here, I think, next week. So
Oh, do you?
I think I might just enter the lottery, and if I get it, I'll go. But
How many times have you seen Les Mis?
only once.
Oh, really? Okay. I think I've seen it 6 times. I feel like I don't need to see it. I love it, but I don't think I need to see it for like 20 more years, and then I'll see it again.
Yeah, like the 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
It's been around forever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. I feel kind of, yeah. Like I said, I think I'm gonna enter the lottery. I have a friend who has never seen it and wants to see it. So she was like, if you win, like I'll drop everything and go. And I was like,
Yeah,
okay.
that'd be great. It's always fun to take a person who hasn't seen it. I mean, it's beautiful. The songs are beautiful and it's a sad story, but it's like very well done.
Yeah, that's how I feel. So I was like, that'd be a good, activity. I looked at tickets and they were shockingly like starting at like $90. And I'm like, the show has been around for 40 years. It does not need to be this expensive.
Yeah.
But that's just me. But anyway, friends, thanks for coming to our Broadway rant. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, feel free to like, subscribe, rate it 5 stars anywhere you get your podcasts. We have an Instagram, which is What the L Pod. If you want to follow us there, you could also send us an email with, personal stories or, I don't know, stories topics or anything like that. We love connecting with you all at whattheelpod@gmail.com. We also have a Patreon you could follow. If you go to patreon.com and search What the L Podcast, we should pop right up. And outside of that, Mama, I want to say I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Sunshine.
And we appreciate you, friends. Bye.
Bye-bye.